Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? I was so amazed at how he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube.
I think we should call a doctor.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You've probably heard it said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that idea applies not just to words, but to the way you move through life. It's about setting an example, taking the lead, and adapting to whatever comes your way. That's why people love the Range Rover Sport. It's a vehicle that embodies that mindset, blending power, poise, and performance. With its distinctly British design and exquisite interiors, it's immediately clear this isn't just a car. It's a statement. Inside, innovations like the cabin air purification system and active noise cancellation create a level of comfort and control that feels effortless. And with 7 terrain modes and a choice of powerful engines, including a plug-in hybrid with an estimated range of 53 miles, the Range Rover Sport balances raw power with refinement. Dynamic, agile, and truly instinctive, it reflects a confident, intentional way of driving and living. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/US/sport.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
We're going to head up to my old stomping grounds of Milwaukee, Wisconsin at 5:30. My friend Dan O'Donnell used to work with him. He's a talk show host at WISN. He's covering the trial for Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan. This is not getting a lot of coverage because of so many other things in the news cycle, but she is the circuit court judge in Milwaukee who is accused. Well, I mean, she's not accused. She let an undocumented illegal evade arrest by sliding out the back door of her courtroom and got busted for it, and now she's on trial and should probably lose her law license, etc. But Dan O'Donnell will join us, plus we have an audio cut of the day. We've been talking a lot about the things that are happening. Brown University and the police in Providence holding a news conference in the last hour with some new video images of the suspect in that particular case, which they have not had in custody and do not at this point. John Ziegler is with me, the co-host of the podcast, The Death of Journalism. Oh, I'm so looking forward to this conversation because there's a lot I want to ask you, and you never hold back from your opinion. So how are you, John?
I'm always good talking to you, Mark.
Well, look, you're never and never have been risk averse of criticizing the president, but this whole situation with Rob Reiner, and I know how much Rob Reiner hated Donald Trump, but rarely do I agree with Thomas Massie, but Congressman Massie said, regardless of how you feel about Rob Reiner, this is inappropriate and disrespectful discourse about a man who was just brutally murdered. I guess my elected GOP colleagues, the VP and the White House staff will just ignore it because they're afraid I challenge anyone to defend it. Now, I retweeted that and said I cannot defend it, and by this point, people probably know that he said Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump derangement syndrome. Now, the same group that, you know, lost their minds over Jimmy Kimmel, and I thought Jimmy Kimmel, I don't think he's funny. I didn't like what he did, but they're defending this. This is what drives me crazy, and I know it drives you crazy as well. Now, there are a lot of Republicans criticizing this, but a lot of people are like, all right, well, Trump being Trump, John, and let's face it, it is Trump being Trump, right? You're not going to change some things.
I think this is beyond Trump being Trump. Of course, as you know, Mark, because we've been talking about this for about a decade, my number one concern since 2015 about a Trump presidency is that I believe that this man is fundamentally, psychologically, uniquely unqualified for this position of being the president of the United States. And I think this is a perfect example of this, because I believe the number one part of the job, the most important part of the job of being president, is to be able to unite the country in times of trouble. And Donald Trump may have shown, ironically enough, the only way he can unite the country is to do something so horrible that even Democrats and Republicans are condemning it, which is what he did today. This is literally in the first line of the job description of the presidency of the United States. And he is psychologically incapable, not just from time to time, but literally, fundamentally incapable of doing this. And this has always been obvious about his psychology. What he wrote is not just outrageous. It doesn't even make any sense. That's the other part of this.
Well, it's never, give him a it's never pass, stopped him before.
No, but Mark.
I know. Yeah.
In all seriousness, if you tried to use logic on that post, you might be saying that the son killed his parents on Trump's behalf, right?
That's
the only way to even come close to making that make any sense.
Yes, because the accusation is that they were killed because of the anger caused by Trump drain. That's not true. It's in the what Jimmy Kimmel said was not true, and everyone blew their lid. But they're going to defend this. You know what's interesting in moments like this, and you have a lot more followers than I do on Twitter, but what I will find is, you know, because I never know how people are going to respond or interact, and I'm a pretty straight shooter, John. I had a lot of people who agreed with me on this. A lot of people maybe I was even surprised by. But the people who came in to challenge me on Twitter are these people who have like 300 followers. They don't follow me. They must take it upon themselves to find people that are tweeting across the country that these are people who hate Trump, that they can fight with because they're not followers. They're just randos out there that are trying to engage with people that they hate, which is just something you probably experience, again, 10 times more than I do.
I wonder whether or not those are real human beings.
Well, sometimes I do, too. Yeah.
Because I would like to believe that there are not that many incredibly stupid human beings, but maybe there are, with a lot of time on their hands. I had an interesting exchange with one person who tried to defend what Trump said and asked me a point which is absurd, knowing me, as you do, you'll understand why this was ridiculous. But they said, well, if someone said horrible things about you in life and they died, would you have been magnanimous? And I said, well, forget it, me for a second. If I was president of the United States and it was my job, I think I would have been able to pull it off. They seem to treat Trump
there's
as
a difference,
if he's
yes.
a normal citizen.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Absolutely. So just a couple more things as we wrap this up, because this is what he said. He didn't back off.
Well, I wasn't a fan of his at all. He was a deranged person as far as Trump is concerned. He said he knew it was false. In fact, it's the exact opposite, that I was a friend of Russia, controlled by Russia. You know, it was the Russia hoax. He was one of the people behind it. I think he hurt himself in career-wise. He became like a deranged person, Trump derangement syndrome. So I was not a fan of Rob Reiner at all in any way, shape, or form. I thought he was very bad for our country.
Well, but, you know, that was not a secret that they did not like each other. I do find this nugget interesting. I've shared this with a couple of people. John, you probably saw this. That Michelle Singer, the wife, that was the same person who photographed Trump for the cover shot of his book, The Art of the Deal. That's a weird little angle, isn't
it? It's unbelievable. You wonder whether or not Trump even remembers that, or whether or not, bizarrely, maybe it had something even subconsciously to do with his rampage. You know, one of the many frustrating parts of this, and I don't know where you want to go next, but real quick, let me just mention a post that I made on Twitter that is getting a bit of traction right now that is being totally distracted from because of what Trump did. You know, look, I know it's very early in this Rob Reiner situation, and everyone needs to be respectful and find out what the facts are. But, you know, Rob Reiner made a movie with his son.
I have the audio. You tee this up, and I will play the audio because I saw your tweet about this.
Okay, so I find this fascinating, and this is really where conservatives should be focusing the debate about this, because Rob Reiner, in his own words on the Today Show, while promoting this movie that he and his son, who would end up murdering him and his wife, created together, basically lays out the entire liberal philosophy of dealing with problem children and educational priorities in a way that today looks really, really bad and potentially may have been the cause or one of the causes for what happened with this tragedy. And to me, that was where we should be focusing. If there's any kind of criticism of Rob Reiner, that's where it ought to be.
Yeah, so here's the clip, and this is what you tweeted out. This is from the Today Show. This is about 10 years ago, I think.
It was very personal. I mean, it's not a secret, but my son, Nick, who was one of the writers of the screenplay, had his problems with substance abuse, and he went through a number of rehab programs from the time he was 15 to 19. He's doing very good now, but what I didn't understand is the depth of what he was going through, and the process of making this film not only forced me to see what he was experiencing, but I think it forced him to see what I went through and what his mother went through, and hopefully the film is a reflection of that.
I think it's going to be tremendously helpful for so many people to understand.
Hopefully, we have to not punish people who have problems. We have to help them, and I think we're going in that direction now. People are starting to recognize it because it's been given a national spotlight on the campaign trail.
You're talking about more of the social worker attitude that he had there at the end of that clip?
Yeah. His phrase, we shouldn't punish people who have problems. Now, look, I realize we're talking in generalities and we don't know the details here, but it certainly seems like this story turned out in a way that would at least make you think, and at least make it a legitimate question to ask, maybe the person in question here had problems because they weren't being punished by their father, who was a very powerful guy. And obviously, as a father, you know, discipline should matter. I don't think, out of bounds with regard to the facts that we currently have here. I mean, to me, it's an important question and something we could at least learn from this tragedy. I mean, instead of beating each other up over a stupid Donald Trump post.
Yeah. No, and I understand that. So then there's a couple other stories I want to get to here this afternoon, so I don't want to run out of time. And I don't know how this is going to turn out, and there's so many different angles, but let me start with Barry Weiss on Saturday night with this forum that she did with Erica Kirk, and then I want to get to some of the stuff with Erica Kirk and Candace Owens. So hold your thoughts on that. But so Barry Weiss, who takes over CBS News, holds his town hall, which you'd ordinarily see something like this on Fox, but it's on CBS News on a Saturday night with Erica Kirk. Hi. And this is the last question. It's the guy that was actually asking Charlie Kirk a question when he was brutally assassinated.
Hi, thank you. Your faith in this process has been inspiring, and that inspires this question. How are you able to trust God amidst unfair and immense suffering?
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
You've probably heard it said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that idea applies not just to words, but to the way you move through life. It's about setting an example, taking the lead, and adapting to whatever comes your way. That's why people love the Range Rover Sport. It's a vehicle that embodies that mindset, blending power, poise, and performance. With its distinctly British design and exquisite interiors, it's immediately clear this isn't just a car. It's a statement. Inside, innovations like the cabin air purification system and active noise cancellation create a level of comfort and control that feels effortless. And with 7 terrain modes and a choice of powerful engines, including a plug-in hybrid with an estimated range of 53 miles, the Range Rover Sport balances raw power with refinement. Dynamic, agile, and truly instinctive, it reflects a confident, intentional way of driving and living. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/US/sport.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less, only at Bob's.
One of my favorite books in the Bible is the book of Job.
Well, that's not the cut I was looking for there. About that book. So maybe that's not something that I sent appropriately. But you know the cut that I'm talking about, right, John?
Yes, okay. I've seen that's all the key clips.
Yeah, that's the wrong clip, I think. So I might have, that might have been my screw up there.
She is asked basically to respond to Candace Owens' conspiracy theories. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Well, but also that it was the guy who was asking the question at the Turning Point USA event that was asking the question. He was asking the question about Trump in his tone, in his rhetoric, and how she sort of weighs that with everything else that's going on. And again, I apologize because I was going to play the specific audio, but we got the wrong clip.
No, I thought she was put on the spot there.
Yeah.
She kind of dodged the question, in my opinion. Barry Weiss has been getting a lot of criticism from the left. I mean, the left has been melting down over the idea that a conservative widow was able to be platformed in what I thought was a very interesting discussion where, you know, Barry Weiss, I think, rightfully condemned much of the MAGA media, specifically Candace Owens, for what have been absolutely bat crap crazy lies and conspiracy theories. I had no problem with this being on CBS, but liberals are so used to CBS being a place where this could never happen, as you've already implied a couple times, that they're almost literally losing their minds over it.
Yeah, it's funny because like the liberals are losing their minds over the fact that Barry even did this on CBS News.
Yes.
And then you have people on the right that are pissed off because they think that the question that, you know, the guy asked, that it was sort of a, you know, setting her up for failure on that. So nobody's happy, I guess, with the thing that happened on Saturday night. But with Barry overall, she makes this move with Tony DeCoppola, white, I think he's straight. That's kind of dangerous, right, to put him in the CBS Evening News chair. What else has she really done at CBS up until this point? Because even that move wasn't real popular, I guess, with the staffers. So we don't know exactly how she's transforming that whole product overall.
See, I think Tony, and I've watched Tony very, very carefully for a long time because this gets into the weeds a little bit, but during COVID, I sent Tony a clip of my daughter because CBS had asked for little kids' reactions to schools being closed. And he not only used my daughter in the piece, he used it in the tease. And I think this is, you know how my brain works, Mark. I think Tony was one of us.
Really?
I think he's a closet conservative. I mean, I have a nose for these things. He is not a liberal.
Do. That's very interesting. Well, there have been times where he's gotten into trouble with coworkers because he has asked some of the questions that the lefties, you know, typically wouldn't ask. So maybe he's a little bit more toward the middle than we think. But if he was a conservative, that would quite be something, wouldn't it?
I think he's a closet right of center person. That's my opinion, having watched him very closely and having had that, you know, rather unique interaction with my daughter during COVID.
On the topic of your daughter, and in the spirit of Christmas, John, I want you to share this. I think you shared this story last year, but you had something else sort of magical related to your daughter occur in your neighborhood this Christmas time, didn't it?
Wow, I'm fascinated that you find this an interesting enough story to tell in St. Louis, but I'm happy to tell it because I think it's a great story.
Oh, it is a great story. Yeah.
So the short of it is, because it actually deals with COVID, is that in the year 2020, we were in the insanity of COVID, especially here in Southern California. We had a horrible Halloween, just horrendous. Worst experience as a parent I think I've ever had. And I saw the handwriting on the wall with Christmas. And we have in our neighborhood, like a lot of neighborhoods, we have this one neighborhood that really does it up big for the Christmas lights. I mean, people come from miles and miles around to see the Christmas lights. And I knew where we were headed on this. I knew there was going to be a group of people in that neighborhood that wanted to cancel. And the woman that started it, this is where it gets interesting from a political perspective, the woman that started the whole thing many years ago, we went on a scouting mission, and it was an election year, obviously. She had a massive Biden for president flag.
Right.
And I'm like, we are screwed. We have no chance. Halloween was canceled. Our Christmas, which we do this 20 nights during December, we walk the lights. This is going to get canceled. So I get this idea of having my then 8-year-old daughter write a letter to every single member of the neighborhood and basically make the plea, can we please keep the Christmas lights this year? And lo and behold, the Biden lady was the only one that bailed. Everyone not only stayed strong, Mark, it was the best year ever. And since then, it has exploded. It has exploded. And there are two or three houses to this day that still make sure people remember what happened on that 2020 year where it was almost canceled. And you know how these things work. This goes away 1 year. It's over, right?
Yeah, because, yeah. I think you're
because
right.
Because everybody that doesn't want to take part in it is going to use that as an excuse. Yes. Yeah, we're done with that. It's over with. Well, there's this one house, and I'll never forget this, 2020, we're walking along, we're trying to figure out how many of the houses are going to go along with this, and one house has prominently displayed, my daughter's name is Grace, this massive sign that's all decorated that says, Merry Christmas, Grace.
I love that. I remember you sharing that last year.
Right, and so this year, bizarrely, we have no idea how this happened, because my other daughter is younger, Diana, she was mentioned in that original letter 5 years ago. All of a sudden, we're walking along the lights this year. Of course, Grace is very proud of her sign, and about a week into the Christmas season, all of a sudden, they add, and Diana.
I love that.
Which, you know, my little daughter had always been a little bit jealous of Grace, and so that problem got alleviated by people we have never met, Mark.
That's what's incredible. That's what's incredible. So did the Biden lady ever turn the lights back on in the past few years or not?
The next year, she quietly just decided that it was okay to go along with it. And I take great pride every night in December when we walk past the Biden lady and she's got the full lights on.
I love that. Well, look, I love the story. I'm glad you shared it again this year. You have a great Christmas. And you know I love you, Zig. Stay on top of it. We'll talk after the first year. We'll take care.
Merry
Christmas. Yep, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
You've probably heard it said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that idea applies not just to words, but to the way you move through life. It's about setting an example, taking the lead, and adapting to whatever comes your way. That's why people love the Range Rover Sport. It's a vehicle that embodies that mindset, blending power, poise, and performance. With its distinctly British design and exquisite interiors, it's immediately clear this isn't just a car. It's a statement. Inside, innovations like the cabin air purification system and active noise cancellation create a level of comfort and control that feels effortless. And with 7 terrain modes and a choice of powerful engines, including a plug-in hybrid with an estimated range of 53 miles, the Range Rover Sport balances raw power with refinement. Dynamic, agile, and truly instinctive, it reflects a confident, intentional way of driving and living. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/US/sport.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
When it comes to same-day grocery delivery, Shipt knows your expectations are high. You didn't just order cookies. You ordered the coconut macaroons that help you power through 3 p.m. meetings. And you definitely didn't just order baby carrots. You ordered the one veggie your kindergartner willingly snacks on. With Shipt, you don't just order groceries. You order attentive service from personal shoppers who care about the details. See the difference by downloading the app or visiting Shipt.com. That's S-H-I-P-T.com.